Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
The Volume.
Welcome back to the Bubba Dub Show. It's your boy Bubba Dub. We got a full show today. Some crazy things done went on the past couple of hours. I know y'all see Floyd Mayweather, Bill Hanging, talking that trash. But let me tell you something, Bill Hanging. You 50 years old, still talking about the streets. Don't nobody give a damn about the streets. You need to be out here helping your son find them damn AirPods he lost the other night. That's what you need to be doing, helping your son get better. Got his hell beat out of him the other night. I cut my damn TV off, y'all. All that damn blood I seen on TV. I thought he got stabbed. I was trying to call Floyd and them and Tank David them to get the boxing administration number. Because Ryan wasn't fighting fair. I couldn't get that damn TV. I feel like a horror show. All that damn blood on your face, boy. Wipe your face. We got company. You had company. Over 30,000 at that damn show or more. And you up here bleeding like that. Wipe your face off, Devin. Now, Floyd and Bill, I'm disappointed in y'all. Y'all could have did that off camera. Now, that man, Floyd asked you a simple question, Bill. Curly hair Bill is what they call you. He asked you a question. Do y'all need my help? And pride got in the way. No, I don't need your help. You needed the other night. You damn so needed Floyd help the other night. Now, if you don't want Floyd help, cool. Antonio Tarver helping. Roy Jones Jr. helping. I would say Benoit Hopkins, but y'all don't get along. But somebody can help your son. And I'm all for you being there for your son as a father, as you supposed to. You're supposed to be his biggest motivator, which you are. I get it. But it seemed like you getting in the way. Talking about the streets. Y'all ain't in the streets. Y'all millionaires. This what we work hard for, to get away from the streets. Streets ain't nothing to glorify. Ain't nothing but death in them streets. How many mothers done lost their kids in the streets? So many men in the prison from the streets. Damn the streets. Time to act like adults. Time to act like men, kings. That's why these women act the way they act. Watching us act a damn fool. We got to do better. Now, Bill, Devin need help. God damn it, help him. We on fire today over here on the Bubba Dub, so going in today. Yeah, I'm in there like swimwear. Let's go. I'm watching the game last night. I get a phone call after the Pacers and the Bucks play. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but after I get a phone call after they play, guess who it was? My pastor called me, talking about his numbers hit on the board. I say, listen here, fam. You didn't even pay. How you gonna win? You ain't paid. Let me pay you right quick. Never. You might run that church, but you gonna run this right here? Pastors out here trying to scheme me. Talking about he on his numbers here. No, they didn't. Your numbers here every Sunday when we put money in that basket, and I ain't been putting none in any last three Sundays either. Yeah, I seen that big dually truck you got out there. Yeah, them two camels. Them three horses and five cows you got and the two chickens you got. I'm not putting no more money in your basket. You doing better than everybody at the church. Skeletal. We all thin. You walking around 250 solid. No, you eating too much, and I don't like it. But my mama need help with a light bill. You ain't want to help her? But you want me to help you, you and your first lady, to go to Cancun? Never! Help you do nothing. I'm sorry, y'all got off track, man. I just don't understand, man. The phone call, my pastor really want me to give him some money. Man, I hit my numbers, Man, you, fam, you getting paid. You getting paid. Y'all let me know if I'm right or wrong, man, how I did, pastor. Now, you gonna get me, I ain't gonna give you nothing. Understand you're a pastor and all that, and I'm not gonna disrespect you. I'm not. But if you come over here, you come over here, you're gonna get them boys in blue. I'm letting you know that right now. I'll be back, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. Pastor gonna ram me hot, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. I told y'all them Timberwolves were gonna beat them fingers, son. I told y'all. Devin Lightskin Booker, where you at? This supposed to be your team, fam. You supposed to be in your prime right now. Where you at? Bradley Beal, where you at? Y'all don't wanna win. Y'all just wanna look good and get them big Nas contracts, and that's all. Well, that's cool if that's all you want. Well, get your ass out the way then. Charles Barkley rolling over in funeral home makeup right now where you finger sons looking. Dan Marley, too. Make no sense how y'all playing. Got my twin out there balling. Ant-Man. Ant-Man is what they call him. Balling. Rudy Gobert. Yeah, the same one Draymond choke. Balling. Get out. Give me that rebound. Boy, snagging them balls out there like RuPaul. Hello. Time to tell y'all, man. Minnesota Timberwolves is not no team to play with. They ready. Like I told you, Michael Conley Jr. over there, he dinosaur age. But he poised. He know how to control the game. You know what I'm talking about? That's a real point guard right there, man. That's what I like about Michael Conley Jr. Conley Jr. Y'all gonna kill me in the comments. It's all good. I don't care. But can Phoenix redeem themselves? I mean, I can see them coming home winning one. But I don't really see them winning back-to-back because they're just not looking good right now. KD, he had an off night, I would say, 18 points. We know Kevin need to be getting around 30, 35 a night. But, you know, players have off nights, and that just is what it is. But Timberwolves, they cooking with fish grease right now. I guess exciting game to watch. I don't know if y'all watched that game or not, but that was an exciting game to watch. KD, Booker, and Bradley Beal battle this young phenom and Anthony Edwards. Man, it's a sight to see, man. It's going down over here on the Bubba Dub Show each and every day. And don't forget, you could win $300 this week, too. I'm going to jump in the comment section today, tonight. I'm going to ask somebody in the comment section a question about the show because you got to watch it to know this answer. And if I answer you a question and you get it right, boom, you get the $300. But if you get it wrong, then I'm going to go to the next person and ask them another question about what happened in today's show. And then every day I have a chance to win the $300. Like I say, each and every week, you have a chance to win $300 over here on the Bubba Dub Show. I'm showing love to y'all because y'all showing love back. Keep running them views up. Keep sharing. And I'm going to keep giving y'all this comedic work over here. That's what we're doing over here. Make this the number one sports show. Let's do it. I told y'all them Dallas Shag Mavericks going to beat them Clippers. I told y'all that. Man, they didn't have Kawhi the first game and still won. Where he played last night and still lost. It's them New Balances, fam. You can't ball in no New Balances, I told y'all. You got to have on some Nikes, fam. Some Adidas, fam. Or some Shaqs. Or some Iverson. You got to wear the Reebok sometime, man. But nevertheless, Dallas for real. Yeah, what our cat said. I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry. Hey, Dallas pulled it off in L.A. last night. Series 1-1, Luka back, feeling good. I heard they fed him some tiger soup. they done fed Luka some tiger soup. Kyrie ain't in Ramadan right now. Y'all in trouble. The Clippers is in trouble. James Triple Harden, all them Euro steps ain't gonna work, fam. Ain't gonna work. No, sir. Paul George, they step back. No, sir. Kawhi, you want to bully your way in the lane? No, sir. Now you got to come back down here to Dallas now. Oak Cliff? Speaking of that, L.A., when y'all come down here to Dallas, to the beautiful city of Dallas, when y'all go up there to Dallas, it's a beautiful city. Stay within the city. You take your ass down there to Oak Cliff, think everything's sweet. It's not. You got niggas in Oak Cliff who stay in Oak Cliff, don't even claim Oak Cliff. That's how dangerous it is. Them people in Oak Cliff, the same people that killed Jesus Christ. telling you right now, don't go around with that bullshit. Oh, I want to go see Dallas. Yeah, we're in the city. Step outside them city limits you want to. Gonna find yourself in a world of trouble. But have fun up there, though. 1-1 right now, like I say, Dallas, Clippers, 1-1. The next two games in Dallas. I can see Dallas winning the next two. Then I can see it coming back to L.A., you know, winning that one. And then I think the Clippers going to close them out. I think the Mavericks will close them out. I said the Mavericks in seven. I still think the Mavs in seven. But I still think the Mavericks going to win the next two games. Let me know. Get in the comment section. Let me know what y'all think. And who's going to be the MVP of this series? Not the whole entire playoffs, but this series, like the Clippers and the Mavericks. Who y'all got going to be the MVP of this series? Let me know. If anybody been keeping up with BMF, I know y'all know the father Charles. Remember a time when Charles didn't want none of that dirty money? Remember he didn't want none of that dirty money Meech was bringing in? But now you taking bad itinerary money? I want to take your mama somewhere. Stop it. You know you seen them big faces, Charles? Charles seen them big faces? Come here. Now you up there singing to Lucille. Come here. Well, Lucille got eyes for the doctor. Now, you sitting there telling Terry about what your wife got for the doctor. You should have been telling Terry to take him out. The doctor is a threat. When it's a threat, we eliminate it. You tripping. Got a few dollars in your pocket. Now, you want to go and trick on Lucille. Never. I treat Lucille like she from Louisiana and give her a boot. That's what I do. Give her a boot. I understand that's your wife, though, Char. You want things to work out. I understand. But Lucille ain't trying to work them out. She trying to have her cake and ice cream, too. Normally, it's the men that want it that way. Now, it's the women. Lucille, you giving these heifers hope, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Stay tuned, man. You watching the Bubba Dub Show. We're going to have fun over here. We don't do nothing there. We're going to laugh and giggle. Yeah. Nothing but trash. Talk over here. Stay tuned. More on the way, baby.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't me.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Pacers, Bucks. I know y'all seen Siakam. Look like Jermaine O'Neal last night. 37, balling. Haliburton came back alive again. Yeah, I ain't talking about Haliburton Oil Company. I'm talking about Tyrese Haliburton, the ball player. Yeah, balling. Dame did what he supposed to do, 34 points. Brooke Lopez, 22. Yeah, Middleton, 14 and 15. That ain't enough. If Youngest ain't there, you supposed to be the second best player. Middleton, y'all keep playing around. Y'all act like the Indiana Pacers can't score points. Y'all act like they gonna get buckets. Now you gonna mess around, let them tie it up. Let Youngest don't come back. You gonna lose this series, Milwaukee. I don't know who thought it was a great idea to bring back Doc. Must be smoking rocks. No damn way a Doc can't coach. Can't even coach his own son. Austin Rivers. trash. Get him out of here. Come on, Dane. Come on, Dane. Really want you to get you a ring, fam. Because I like you. I like you, Dane. And I want you to stop playing around with Glorilla. I want you to come out publicly and tell her you don't want her. And tell her come find me. I'll be in Memphis singing the blues with her. Shit, come on, let me glow. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You seen the way Melvin was cooking breakfast and baby boy? Shit, you see the outfit? Me, African squat squat. Every time I come outside in the garden, you leave. Man, up I studying you, bruh. By studying you, lover. Gorilla, come holler at me. Come holler at me, glow. Yo, Gotti, tell her what's up, man. I am. Man. Still got that series going, 7 Pacers books. Still taking the Pacers. Got Caitlin Clark up there in the city for good luck. Kayla, come holler at me, man. You know, come jump on the show with your boy, man. We can chop it up, Kayla. You know I got love for you. Angelique, same way. Come on the show. Come holler at your boy, man. I'm open invitation to anybody out there. Feel free. Want to come over here and talk this trash. Talk me, NBA playoff, football. Feel free to come out here and holler at your boy, because my fans want to see you. Yeah, they want to ask y'all some questions. Pull up, man. We over on the Bubba Dub Show 5 days a week, doing what we do best. And that's talking trash and giving y'all the real what's going on out here in the world. That's what we're doing. Trash of the day coming up. Stay tuned, because you never know who I'm going to get trash of the day to. Stay tuned, man. Got the Heat against the Celtics again tonight. Celtics, it ain't nothing to talk about. Celtics again. Simple as that. That game shouldn't even be on TV, man. It shouldn't even be on TV, but it is. Celtics going to win that game. Then you got the Pelicans playing the OKC Thunder. I think the Pelicans might steal this one tonight. I think the Pelicans might steal this game tonight in OKC, and they'll go back to New Orleans and lose the next three. They'll lose two at home, and OKC will finish them off in 5. I see that series ending in 5, OKC. But, yeah, them the games tonight. Really not no exciting games, unless you're one of their fans of them teams. But, yeah, I got the Celtics over the Heat, and I got the Pelicans over the Thunder tonight. That's my takes, then my picks. Let me know, like, nah, Dub, you tripping, man. The Heat gonna at least win one, fam. You tripping. Or the Thunder ain't gonna lose at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? In the comments, just let me know, man. I go back and forth with y'all on it, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think, though. And don't forget, you got a chance to win $300. Because I'm gonna jump in the comments and ask y'all a question. Yeah. And if you get it right, you're gonna win $300. Let's go. I know what I said about a month ago. I said Jake Paul was gonna whoop on Mike Tyson. I lied. Y'all seen the way Mike Tyson been training? Shit. Jake, don't you get in that ring with him? Don't you get in the ring with Mike? He gonna start smoking weed too? He gonna start having sex? Boy, you in trouble. Do you hear me? You in trouble. Shit, I seen Mike doing all that shit. Shit, it scared me. Yeah, he scared me throwing them punches. I had to go change my drawers. Shit, I apologize, Mike. The great Mike, I might as well say. I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking saying Jake Paul can be. He can't. Jake, you love your career? Don't you get in that ring with Mike. Don't you get in that got ring with Mike. Only person I trust in the ring with Mike is Holyfield. It's the only person I trust getting in the ring with him. Hey, Jake, damn the money. It ain't worth it. Damn the money. Damn the money. Get in that goddamn ring with Mike. Put some on your ass. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you what God love. Don't get in that ring with Mike. Michael Adam. He ain't gonna just bite you. He's gonna fight you. Trash of the day coming up, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. You know my trash of the day going to the NCAA college football. Y'all finally giving Reggie X Kim Kardashian Bush his Heisman Trophy when y'all never should have took it. Told y'all 2 or 3 months ago, give him his trophy back. If y'all wasn't going to take drunk-ass Johnny Manziel Heisman Trophy, you should have never took Reggie Kardashian X Bush. But I ain't know. You know what? It's a good day, though. Because y'all finally seeing the light. Y'all finally doing what's right. Get that man back his trophy. Reggie Bush is one of the best college football players we ever seen play. Now, tell me I'm lying. NCAA college football, the committee, trash. I know y'all seen Jokic's brother up there in them stands. He assaulted somebody. I want Jokic's brother suspended and deported back to their home, back to their country. I want him out of the USA right now. America have no room for that kind of behavior. I know your brother, Jokic.
He a damn good player. But they gonna give you the right to go out here and assault people like that. I was afraid when I seen that clip. I turned that shit off. Look like a horror show. Look like Ryan Leftwood, Garcia when he was whooping Devin Haney. That shit scared me seeing that blood come from that man's face like that. It's just scary. It did something to my spirit, Ryan. You feeling yourself? You gonna whoop Haney? Now you running around here calling out Earl Spence, Crawford, and each and everybody else, and Tank. I tell you, leave Tank alone. You want to be kneeling again like Kaepernick, boy? That's what you'll be doing, messing with Tank. And you damn so can't whoop Crawford. And I don't even think you can whoop Spence. Yeah, because Spence took that ass whoop from Crawford, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean EJ can't bounce back and win again. People just have off nights. Simple as that. Gotta be heated over here, man. Y'all get in the comment section, man. Let me know what y'all think, man. Y'all think Ryan can whoop Crawford, whoop Spence, whoop Tank again? I don't want to hear nothing about that goddamn rehydration clause shit either. That's all y'all keep telling me. Tank want him drained. Hell, Tank ain't but 130 pounds. Ryan Corona drinking that Garcia walking around 160 every day. He a bigger fighter. Like me trying to fight Shaq. It ain't gonna work, fam. It ain't gonna work. No, I can't whoop Shaq. Boy, I bet he can't whoop me goddamn calling 911. I bet you that. I talk shit to Shaq soon the police get there. But before they get there, I'm, yes, sir, Mr. Shaq, I apologize, all that. But when I see back up, that's when Dub get bad. Come here. Come here. Make sure y'all remember this show being presented by Prize Picks. Make sure you go and download the app. Use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. Yeah, the two H's. Yeah, it's easy to play. Either you pick more or less. Just that simple. If you love what you're seeing, or you love what you're hearing, you know what you got to do. You got to hit that like button. You got to hit that subscribe button. You got to get in the comments. You got to share this, because we're trying to make this number one. We're going to make this the number one sports show. That's what we're doing. I got merch on the way. I might be coming to a city near you. I'm in Meridian, Mississippi this Friday night at the Temple Theater. April 28th, I'm in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone. May 2nd. Through May 4th, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Duval! May 10th through to May 12th, I'm in Atlanta, Uptown Comedy Theater. Grab them tickets. You can see me in person. You ain't just got to watch me on this podcast. You can see me in real life. I'll shake your hand and dap you up. Come see me on that stage. But most of all, though, you see me right now on the Bubba Dub Show. On the volume. Tap in 5 days a week. I'm dropping heat. Yeah, I'm dropping fire. Got to know what it is, man. Love y'all. See y'all again tomorrow. Hit them comments and let me know what you're thinking, man. Peace.
The Volume.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.